I'd stopped keeping track of time. It may have been weeks or merely days that passed. The tenseness from that day eased, at least on the surface. Normalcy returned enough to bury the strangeness that had crept into our lives. And still, every day, the rain told me to run. Urgency torrents against the windows of the library. I hear you, I want to say. I hear the warning. But all I've done the past few months is exchange secret words with Caspian as I try to keep my racing mind still. It bothers me how the werewolf upends the harmony of our lives in a single bowed string. Evangeline pulls him, to her and to us, like the force of gravity. Leander is a part of our gatherings now. His words a perfect balance between suavity and relatability, while he casts unreadable messages to Evangeline with his fire-dusted eyes. Though lately, there's a boiling tenseness underneath his skin. It writhes and moves like shadows in moonlight. Unease thuds in my throat. It always does when his eyes catch mine, golden and gleaming like a barely tamed beast. And I can't stand it any longer. Leander? Everyone looks at me. Their curiosity sizzles the air, popping against my skin. Caspian urges me silently to stop, but I don't. Flame-licked eyebrows raise at me. My gaze meets the door, urging him to follow me outside.
We'll be right back.
Shortly.
Shortly then.
Leander.
An angel, a seafarer, a seer, and a mortal. It's like some sort of strange start to a joke.
My jaw sets at the interruption, battling against the fear that rises. Caspian's frantic nights of spewing magical secrets flashes in my mind. This new information, it's strange. It's enough to pull me off balance. What are you talking about? Neva's right. You really never do speak your mind. What's the point of all these riddles?
Riddles? You're the one that sees things as they are.
Right. That's clear as mud.
I've never said a lie, Margot.
I push away the burn in my cheeks as my name slides off his tongue. It's the first time he said it. At least to me. My heart thuds heavy with anticipation. For what, I have no idea. Somehow, through the rain, his shadow engulfs me without him stepping closer. I ignore all other questions his eyes beg me to ask. I'm here for one reason. You're sick.
What?
I know something's wrong. You've been acting more...
Oh, please, don't stop on my part. Continue your sentence.
This was a mistake. His eyes shine with the most unholy radiance. He's feet from me, yet I can feel the pull and heat of him. Predator, looking at prey, with an all-too-charming, wolfish grin. The rain pelts harder. Run, it says, but I can't. Leander is locking me in place. You're, acting more feral.
Can't hide anything from you, Margot.
Maggie. It's Maggie. I correct him. Saying my full name sounds like the most honeyed curse. He's close to me now. All autumn scent and lion's mane. No. No. Wolf's fur. Since when were his nails so sharp? His lips part, as if he's drinking my words, tasting and sniffing and consuming them. My human frailty screams in my ears. How did this wolfishness happen without me noticing at all? Are you going to bite me?
I'm no blood drinker.
No, you're some kind of cannibal.
Something like that.
You don't deny it. Monster.
Tu me brises le cœur, chérie.
That's not the intent. His eyes flash at my perfect response. I bite my lips. Seal them shut from any more stupidity.
Maggie?
Yes?
I'm dying.
The world drops away. My head swims with a torrent of emotion. I'm sorry, I...
You already know. You don't need to be. It'll be the fourth time.
The fourth? Silence. Utter silence. Questions screech against it. How could he have died so many times already? It isn't possible. It can't be. But all Caspian has said to me the past few months is that impossible things are real. My heart flutters like a caged, frightened bird.
Run.
Then, without warning, his arms force me to him, squeezing what little breath out of me that I had. Whimpering, I dare to turn my face to his, to wring a semblance of understanding from him. Leander! What? What are you doing?
You smell delicious, Margot. Like a young owl that fell out of the nest too early.
I'm sorry, please. I just want to help you. I just want to understand.
I'm so fucking hungry, Margot.
Leander, please don't. As I'm begging, I look into his eyes, clouded with gold. His teeth come to two long razor points, dripping with spittle and foam. Tears prick at me. Leander digs his claws into my hips, strength rippling through him and into me. He's right. I am a bird. Stupid, stupid bird. And no, this wolf is not going to bite me. He's going to eat me.
I don't want to do this, but I'm starving. I'm dying. You said you'd help me.
There has to be something else we can do. Someone else can maybe...
But you're right here.
Leander? Maggie?
The world freezes. Time suspends in midair. All at once, clarity returns to his eyes, his face. His wild hair and wolfish features retract, and his expression coasts over me in surprise. We break away, breathless and rattled. Eva, I...
This isn't...
Stop! Just... The both of you... Stop. I'm done trying to understand anything anymore.
He wants to say something. We both do. But minutes of silence pass when she's out of view. She's gonna hate me forever.
Maggie.
I don't reply. I only look. All ferocity, all charm, all poise is gone. Tears stream silently down his face, and suddenly it strikes me that he isn't a predator. He's a boy, trapped in a monster's body.
My kind doesn't deserve help.
He's already gone before I reply. Yes. Yes, you do. After a while, I desperately wished for it to snow. Anything but the rain. Anything. As the year grew colder and more desolate, the weather screamed against my windows and into my hair, melting away all sense under its muddying iciness. Run, run, run. Well, damn it all if I run. Something in me after that day slotted into place, like a puzzle that had been awaiting its final piece. There was a way to help Leander. There had to be. And I was going to find it. For his, Evangeline's, and all our sakes. My restlessness burgeoned into some kind of obsessive path, one that Caspian joined me on. We found ourselves researching within books that had long been abandoned as some kind of myth and legend. And suddenly, Caspian and I became the gathering hall of magical secrets.
You know we can't do this without him.
I know. I clutched the papers tightly in hand. Diagrams and drawings, all a mixture of human and wolf biology. Carefully slotted in between them are old journals from men who studied the supernatural when it was tangible.
A moment.
The first thing that strikes me is their exhaustion. How could Ambrose be working so hard to make the world healthier to simply waste away themselves? I swallow the paradox deeper into my mind.
Cass, Margot.
We need to speak with you, now.
What?
I say nothing, but hold up our stack of research with an awkward, apologetic smile. Caspian pushes past Ambrose, and I trail after.
Maggie, you can't
Ambrose,
just...
Ambrose, you can worry about your schoolwork later. This is of utmost importance. Probably the most important thing you'll ever do for your career.
Whatever do you mean? You two have been acting stranger and stranger, and with Evangeline hanging all over Leander, I've been left totally alone. Why should I help? Why would I want to?
Because, Ambrose... Please. Leander is dying, and we damn well don't know how to fix it. Quiet. Heart-shattering quiet. I'm certain you're gonna think I'm crazy. And maybe Caspian too. But there isn't any other way to say it. Leander's some kind of other human. Not like us, he's...
Hallowblood.
Right. In easy words, he turns into this.
That can't be. Our biology doesn't work that way.
That's what we've been desperately trying to figure out. Look at my waist, Ambrose. My neck. I shrug down my slacks below my waist and rip off my scarf. I hadn't even brought it up to Caspian. Barely healed wounds reveal themselves, purple and swollen.
Max, what? Why didn't you tell me?
You attacked by a dog?
Caspian, I didn't tell you because if you knew he hurt me, you would have never helped me. It would have sent you on a warpath, and you know it. No, Ambrose, Leander was hunting me. He was going to eat me alive. Evangeline saw us, but I think she misunderstood.
Shit. That's why she's been avoiding you. She's furious.
You both know I would never. They nod in unison. Ambrose clatters down in their chair, eyes scanning over our haphazard research.
This is what you've been studying, isn't it?
Yeah.
I see.
I don't know much about medicine. Basically nothing at all. But I do understand the weird things in our world. I've read them, seen them, and lived them. So please, love.
A moment, then two. Caspian pushes.
You've seen him devolving. His gait, his voice, his eyes, Ambrose. I know you notice those things. You can't help yourself. From what I've gathered, if I'm correct anyway, this is the end of his current human life cycle. Werewolves have a tendency to be reborn hungrier than sin. And if he suddenly changes...
Evangeline will... So...
He might very well eat us all. We need to find a way to cure the change, or to temper his wolfish hunger when he does go.
Please. We wait a century. Then...
All right. What's his condition like?
Evangeline was never one to leave a question in the air for too long. The thought of Leander tangled with her best friend surged a green flame to her eyes. At nightfall, she found herself fuming in front of his door.
I don't care if you're busy. I know you're in there, and you're going to open the door.
This is a surprise, Malepe. A welcome one, but...
Shut up with your damn flattery.
Understood. I can put the kettle on for...
What were you two doing?
Having a conversation?
That was very intimate for a damn conversation.
Ours have been more so. Believe me.
You have never gotten that close to me. Pressed up against me like some...
You've never asked.
Oh, but she did?
Well, no. No, she didn't ask for that. It was certainly not the expected or intended outcome.
Ah, so it was your fault then.
Evangeline, my interactions with you have been far more meaningful than that. Beyond the word.
Oh, have thy victoire. You're not nearly handsome enough to act that charming.
And I find you to be unreasonably angry. Is there something on your mind you haven't told me, Evangeline? Though I'm certain I've already read it in your eyes and felt it in the air. As much as you beg to the stars for me to be, I'm not an idiot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tu me rends fou. Do you not feel what's going on between us?
As if I would ever.
You're a terrible liar, Malepe. And blind as a bat to ignore it.
You're no better. You are so damn excellent at omitting the truth. I'm not stupid either.
I've told you from the moment I met you. You've driven me insane. You do drive me insane. And you will always drive me insane.
You're beyond frustrating. Speak plainly already.
What did you say about bad ideas being bad?
Try me, Victoire. I dare you to try me.
If you insist.
The air crackles with energy. From the storm outside or in, it's impossible to tell. His hands dare to leave his pockets, but he stuffs them down further. His eyelashes filter his amber gaze.
I want you, Evangeline. I have wanted you. Beyond all my fucking reason, I've wanted you. Clear enough?
No.
No, it isn't. The words aren't enough for her to believe it. She's never believed anything he's said. Evangeline edges forward and he instantly bends away, the desk behind him cutting into the small of his back. Leander presses his palms against the desk, papers rustling. It only punctuates the quiet between them. The way Evangeline's response hangs in the air, the power of the tense silence courses through her veins. Suddenly, she stripped whatever otherworldly strength he possesses from him.
If I asked you to burn all your studies for me right now, would you?
I would.
If I asked you to bend me beautifully the way you bend your music, would you?
Yes. Yes, I would.
And if I asked you to kiss me, would you?
Yes.
Then kiss me. Bend me. Burn me.
You're listening to the Ones in the Library audio drama by Mythic Machinations Media. For as little as a single dollar, you can help MMM create more audio dramas just like this one. Check the description below to learn more. From the creator and everyone else involved, thank you again for listening.